The court heard impassioned arguments this week from judges, lawyers, and social workers who said when poor people have to defend themselves without an attorney, there are miscarriages of justice. Former Milwaukee District Attorney Michael McCann told the court that poor people in child custody cases can face consequences just as serious as those in cases where wealthy interests are involved.
I don't care if the largest building in the state of Wisconsin, the old First Wisconsin building, is changing hands. Is this a more serious legal business than what's happening out at Children's Court where someone's parental rights are being terminated? Who could compare the gravity of the two? That should be across the state. It should be fundamental that people have a right to speak out through a competent lawyer.
But it will be taxpayers who will have to foot the bill if the High Court requires judges to appoint lawyers in civil cases. David Callender of the Wisconsin Counties Association says that means if the legislature doesn't approve the funding, the counties will have to pay.
Money simply is not there. We're seeing very, very difficult times for our counties, and we are serving the population that this proposal is actually aimed at. If we have to make choices about this, the same populations that we're attempting to help will be hurt.
Milwaukee Circuit Court Judge Thomas Donegan said when it comes to funding attorneys in civil cases, the state needs simply to make equal justice a higher priority than road building. The court may decide to adopt this new rule or propose a pilot project to assess its effectiveness. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.